Hello and welcome to the Stephen Peirce podcast. My name is Dr. Andy Kemp and it's my privilege to be head of the senior school in the Foundation. Today I'm delighted to be joined by Ben Keeble, who is our curriculum leader for the visual arts. Welcome. I've read a lot in the news over the last couple of months about how the arts have been neglected during this period of school closures. But having seen some of the amazing work coming out of our visual arts department, I know that's not been the case here. But before you tell us about what you've been up to, can you tell me a little bit more about what your role in the Foundation is, Ben?
So I kind of am responsible for overseeing the development of visual arts for the senior school and sixth form particularly. But I also see my role as sort of an ambassador overall generally for building visual literacy. I think it's essential that all students feel that they can develop their ability to make notes, to decipher diagrammatic reasoning, and to build that confidence in drawing for critical thinking. So visual literacy encompasses all of what we're doing now on screens, the layout, the design, the presentation, the deciphering of information. We developed something called Thinking Through Drawing with an artist in residence a number of years back, and that legacy of sort of how do we use drawing in all of the subjects, and that's sort of something I feel very passionate about, obviously being quite a strong visual learner myself. But I have that sort of overall responsibility for that sort of idea of visual literacy.
Fantastic. So can you tell us a little bit about what the Stephen Peirce pupils have been getting up to in the visual arts during lockdown?
Well, it's been very interesting, very varied, actually. So we've had to be very creative in our approach to adapting. And I think that's one thing which artists are very good doing, scientists are very good doing, mathematicians, we all problem solve. So you come up against this problem, well, how do we change? How do we review what we do? So it's been very much business as usual in terms of sort of working around problem solving. Obviously a little bit more technology, and we're very, very lucky to have that one-to-one device. And therefore we've been using the iPads a lot. Although I wanted the students still to get their hands messy, it's a little bit harder in the confines of their own home. We're very blessed in the Visual Arts Centre with the range of materials that students can access. And obviously that's been cut down. So we're sort of stuck with what they have at home. But I've been having them going to the kitchen to find things to paint with. So we've had some artworks created using coffee, Ribena, even red wine. A student who also didn't have a paintbrush at home. So we were using cotton buds. So that sense of how can you use the materials around you to adapt. We've been having students building still lives around the home. Certainly the kitchen's been quite useful for that. And making links with artworks in Kettle's yard. We've had photographs of architectural features around the house from year eight. And then they've been using the digital apps. We've been using a lot of the Adobe Creative Suite apps to help them develop that digitally. Another thing they've been doing is accessing museums and galleries across the world. So using technology to create virtual tours. The Google Arts and Culture app has been used quite a lot. We've really enjoyed the range of different things that are available on that. So for instance, not only visiting the collections of museums such as the Guggenheim, but also using the art transfer filters to transform their paintings with filters from famous paintings from around the world. To do art selfies, so turning themselves into a particular painter's style and to critique that. The art projector, so they've been owning their own Picasso and thinking about where they might place it in their home, learning about curation. And then even more strange, perhaps, is using some of the experimental arts and culture experiments which Google have been looking at. An app called Weird Cuts, where they've been making collages and assemblages in augmented reality spaces using the photographs for year 10. So they've been able to sort of make a collage in three dimensions and sort of actually move and scan their camera through that. So that's been a fun thing to do as well. But we're quite interested in a new project which has been begun by one of our teachers who only works one day a week. So I'd love to say some more about that.
Lovely. I know it's clear that art is alive and well in the visual arts department at Stephen Peirce.
Very much so.
It'd be really good to hear a little bit more about this project that the Year 7s have been getting on with.
Well, actually, it's for Year 8, but we're opening it up to the whole school. In particular, we want some of our Year 11s to engage with the ones who are interested in developing art further on. So this project is developed by M. Cooper, who's a former Peirce alumni and one of our teachers in the visual arts department, who's a graduate of the Royal College and a professional animator. So she's, for 6 days a week, she's actually animating professionally, but we're lucky to have her teaching on Mondays. And she's created a project called Tales of the Lockdown, an animated film series. And with her Year 8, she is engaging them in creating animations based on a kind of testimony, if you like. She's asked students to interview people in their family, a sort of a piece of social history. So what is it like for you in lockdown? And this is based loosely on the idea developed by animator Nick Park of Aardman Animation, in his Creature Comforts series, which was first made many, many years back in 1989, where he... British Gas sponsored some of it, but I think he did it as a film, and then they took it on board.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah. So he just recorded candid interviews with the British public about zoo animals and their own living accommodation, and then cleverly lip-synced these animated animals to represent them. Now, lip-syncing is very difficult and quite technical. So what she's doing is taking this idea from the animation industry, whereby you start with the audio recording and you get your content from real testimony. And then she's engaging the Year 8s in creating animation sets using a range of different materials. I mean, you can start with just paper, pens, cardboard and scissors. But actually, there are other materials that she's encouraging them to source and to find, to build this animation to the audio. So the idea is to create a longer film out of individual students, 1 minute films, whereby we'll get this sort of piece of social history of the relatives and family friends talking about their experiences of life, of both remote learning and in the lockdown, to really sort of create this piece of social history at this extraordinary moment in time.
That sounds like an incredible project. I really look forward to seeing the outcomes from it.
We're very lucky that we have the staff to be able to kind of think creatively and come up with things which adapt to the current situation. I think in art, that's often the way artists work. They are always responding to current events and current happenings and finding a way to express their viewpoints about it. So we're lucky that we're flexible. We don't have that knowledge-based curriculum which has to deliver content in exactly the same way. We're lucky to be flexible.
Brilliant. And if you could offer one piece of advice to art departments up and down the country to try and keep art alive during this difficult time, what would be the thing you'd want them to think about?
I think it's very much about that sense of flexibility. As artists, we're best placed to problem solve, to think creatively, to sort of not necessarily shelve or abandon what we were doing, but to adapt to the current times, adapt to the current circumstances, be creative with materials, problem solve, see what different ways we can make a comment on how things are working now. And also to feel that we're not alone. We are connected through technology. We are connected through the history of other artists responding to difficult times. And I think there's a lot we can learn from that and also add our own views to this sort of amazing thing we call culture.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time today, Ben. And thank you so much for all the work the Arts Department is doing to keep art alive and well during this difficult time. It's really appreciated by everybody.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you.